The third season of the hit TV drama Fargo begins tonight, and with it comes a challenge, maintaining high quality with new stories and new characters. Based on the first two episodes, NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says, Fargo delivers.
On any other show, this would be the worst kind of gimmick. But FX's Fargo somehow pulls off casting Ewan McGregor in two parts, as successful real estate mogul Emmett Stussy,
how's a Corvette,
speaking to his bitter, follically challenged loser of a younger brother, Ray Stussy.
It's a car.
When Ray argues with Emmett while asking him for money, it's easy to forget there's just one actor playing both men.
Look, I'm getting engaged. Again. Don't say that. I'm sorry. I want to buy her a ring. And the way I figure it is, you still owe me from
I owe you from what happened when we were kids.
Well,
this is one of the quirky quality moves cooked up by Noah Hawley, the creator of FX's version of Fargo and one of TV's most creative minds. He gives Emmett, the successful brother, a sticky problem. He borrowed $1 million from a company he didn't know, and when he tried to pay it back, a slippery thug named V.M. Varga showed up, played with dirty teeth and skeevy charm, by David Doulas.
You had a problem, as you said, last year. So you try the normal channels, the banks, but your company's still failing, so you come to us.
For a loan.
You never thought to ask why we might lend you $1 million with no collateral required.
That's right, he didn't. And when Varga makes it plain that Emmett's business will be forced to launder money, there's only one bit of encouragement left.
That looks so sad. By the time we're done, you'll be billionaires. On paper, at least.
For a third time, showrunner Noah Hawley has managed one of the trickiest feats in modern television. He's assembled a totally new story with a completely new array of oddball, often dim-witted criminal eccentrics, this time set in 2010.
Every evening, find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
In one scene, a rendition of the jazz classic Moaning backs a stylish, shift-depressing montage that shows Ray Stussy, a crooked parole officer, collecting urine samples from parolees. Later, a desperate Ray pressures a parolee who failed a drug test to steal something valuable from his brother.
A little robin, not wholesale burglary, just a specific, just looking for a certain item. And if you do it, well, let's just say your little problem goes up in smoke.
What are we talking about?
A stamp.
Even the cops chasing these lawbreakers are a little odd. Like smart, old-school police officer Gloria Burgle, played by Carrie Coon, who you can also see in the final season of HBO's The Leftovers. Burgle has mysterious problems with electronics. Automatic doors and cell phones don't work around her, and she struggles to explain it all to a new boss.
The old way works just fine. Type out a report, send it via telex.
You know what year it is, right? The future. We don't use Who uses telexes anymore?
Well, that's why no one ever writes me back.
Here, Hawley has created a world where Fargo is a state of mind. It's a frosty Neverland that hides the flailing of desperate, dense criminals beneath a veneer of politeness and down-to-earth folksiness. Watching Hawley slowly shred that veneer to reveal the ugliness below just might be the most rewarding part of visiting this fictional slice of North Dakota for a third time. I'm Eric Deggans.